If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
What if there were a drug to treat every illness across all body systems, proven protection against issues like heart disease, depression, PMS, asthma, dementia, many other things, and as effective as drugs against heart disease in treatment of heart failure? And what if it had no side effects, completely free, readily available, and it worked for you, worked for everybody? Dr. Jordan Metzl is a sports medicine physician at New York's Hospital for Special Surgery. His book is called The Exercise Cure. It's a doctor's all-natural, no-pill prescription for better health and longer life. The publisher is Rodale Books. Dr. Metzl's our guest today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hey, Doc, welcome in. I would ask you, 30 marathons, how are the knees holding out?
They're pretty good. As a sports medicine doctor, no one's going to listen to me if I'm sitting on the couch all day. So they're doing great.
So what was
now,
the...
Let me ask you, Joe, we'll go to Dr. Mike.
Yeah. What was the most surprising connection you found between exercise, which you're a big believer in, between exercise and disease prevention? What surprised you the most?
Sure. Well, I mean, the idea of the exercise cure, I mean, everybody knows that exercise, unless you've been living under a rock, you know that exercise is good for you. So there's nothing groundbreaking about that. The idea of this book was I wanted to take that argument a step further. Obviously, I'm a very devoted exerciser myself. In the day, I'm a sports medicine doctor. In the mornings and the evenings, you know, I'm very much of an athlete myself. So I think everybody knows exercise is good for you. But I wanted to actually look a bit further at the science of exercise. So what I did is I basically went down the human body, starting with the brain, starting with things like memory issues, dementia, Alzheimer's, sleep, depression, anxiety, and then down heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, and kind of look at what's the evidence for exercise as medicine instead of actual medicine. And then in the second part, how do you, as somebody who may have some of these issues or just looking to be healthy, set up an exercise program for yourself at home? Because everybody knows exercise is good for you, but how do you actually go about dosing that medicine for yourself and setting it up for yourself? And that was a key, you know, for the book, and it's been really well received. So it's been exciting to kind of see that message.
Okay, now here's Dr. Mike.
And in fact, when we talked and tweeted about this earlier in the week about exercise being the least expensive medicine, we got an email back from one of our listeners who said, "Seems to me it's the most expensive. I needed a knee replacement from running too much." And he said, how does the doctor feel about that? And, of course, he's a sports medicine doctor, so he probably does knee replacements, and he's happy about that. But what does he feel about it?
Yeah, not at all. In fact, I feel the exact opposite. So, for me, having moving pieces like healthy knees and healthy hips, it allows you to be able to take this medicine of exercise. And so what I have in the second half of this book and also in my previous book, Athlete's Book of Home Remedies, are basically ways to make your aches and pains. I can't fix your arthritis, but what you can do is work on what's called your kinetic chain. So I have a lot of information on how to use something called a foam roller, which is a way to loosen up the muscles around your hips and your knees, and take some of the pressure off your aching knees. And then I have a lot of strengthening. You know, the idea is that if your muscles are stronger and more flexible, that arthritis bugs you less. So if you're going to need a knee replacement, you might need one anyway. It's not really true that running accelerates that. That's mostly genetic more than anything. But that your key is to how to figure out on your own how you can make those muscles work so you put less pressure on those arthritic parts.
Totally. Now, one of the, but is there, so it's a myth that running, especially running on pavement, would accelerate those?
That's correct. Yeah, there's no evidence that running on pavement or hard surfaces accelerates arthritis. It's mostly genetic. And then also, there is a component of this that may be previous injury. So if you have for example, torn your ACL or had a bad injury, you're more at risk for having arthritis. But, you know, running itself is not the next book. I'm working on a running book as my next book, and you know, there's really no evidence that running itself accelerates arthritis.
Now, if we can, you go into a set of exercises that really everyone should do, at least that you maintain that everyone should do these. And I guess it's the five exercises to start with and continue. And some of them are pretty clear, such as a push-up. What are the others? And one of those that I saw there was something called ups, and another one was called burpees. So what are ups and burpees, and then what are the five together?
Yes, I mean, the idea of that exercise regimen is to give you, you know, five exercises that are what we call functional bodyweight exercises. So in addition to, you know, my practice, I also teach fitness classes. So in the second half of the book, I try and walk people through different exercise regimens that they can do at home. And the idea being that you don't need a fancy gym and a fancy trainer. You can do, you know, most of this stuff at home on your own just with body weight. And so I try and walk through five different exercises that you can do, including things like the most efficient exercise in the world called a burpee. And a burpee, we used to call it a squat thrust, where you jump up, kick your legs out, do a push-up, back up, and stand up. And that basically strengthens every muscle in your body pretty much at once, and it is only using body weight. It was actually developed in the 1930s in England by Lord Admiral Burpee of the British Navy, and the exercise is named after him.
They're beautiful descriptions in the book, The Exercise Cure, of all of these exercises, but the one on burpees. So I'm going to, although I am active in both all three components of physical activity, I have never done a burpee or an up as a together, but do use functional, your body as your gym, if you will. One of those is the burpee, and I didn't realize it was named after the English person named Burpee who discovered it, Lord Burpee, I guess. And then the other one, and by the way, you can find out more about this at Dr. Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Metzl, M-E-T-Z-L.com, and find out his track record as well as about the exercise cure. And the second one was, what's an up?
Yeah, so ups I have, and those basically what I have, there are a couple different variations of these, but they're basically trying to get up from a seated position is one variation of up. Using, again, just functional body weight, sitting on the floor and just using your muscles to stand up, trying to use not your arms if possible, and just use body weight to get yourself to stand up is one variation of that, which we use a lot. And again, you're using all your muscles at once. And it sounds pretty easy, but it's a good way to start strengthening all of your muscles at the same time.
And so the five together, there are ups and burpees. And then, go ahead, I can name, what's the difference in a push-up and what it does?
So, you know, what I tried to do is list these for different purposes, upper body, mid-body, lower body. And again, push-ups are great. They strengthen your core and your upper body at the same time. You know, again, the concept of this kind of stuff is I want people to think about exercise as a medicine, and so I'm particularly interested in, for example, body weight strengthening for people that might have, you know, arthritis or osteoporosis, and think that they need to take, you know, medicine to treat their problem. I try really give the scientific evidence. I want to put these exercises in the context of using them instead of medicine.
We'll be back with our guest, Dr. Jordan Metzl, coming up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Jordan Metzl, author of The Exercise Cure, a doctor's all-natural, no-pill prescription for better health and longer life. The publisher is Rodale Books. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
And Dr. Metzl, one of the things you talk about in your book is doctors talking to their patients about exercise. We have a executive health practice and a integrative medicine practice, both of which we get longer times with patients, and a disease reversal practice. And in all of those, we do talk about physical activity with patients and teach them and some monitor them. And do coach them literally with daily e-coaching systems on that. But what do you say about the doc who has 10 minutes with a patient who's got hypertension? How is he going to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, a big study published in the British Journal of Medicine earlier in the year looked at physician practices with respect to exercise. It was found that in the traditional primary care setting, less than a third of doctors talk to their patients about exercise. I actually just gave a lecture at Cornell Medical School last month. In the 200-plus-year history of Cornell, it was the first lecture on exercise they'd ever had. I think as a system, we just do a very poor job of, I think when you look at the data on exercise, it's so hugely compelling across the entire spectrum of human illness as really the most effective medicine there is. And so even though I think we know it's great for us, most doctors really have no idea how to prescribe it beyond just saying exercise. Well, you know, that sounds good. So the idea was not only to kind of give a manual about how exercise works as a medicine, but then more importantly, how to dose that medicine, how to set up a program, and how to implement it every day of the week. And so I am a big believer in exercising 7 days a week. I don't think you have to do it the same every day, not the same intensity, of course. But I think it's hugely valuable. It sounds like your practice does a good job of that, but that's really the exception rather than the norm for most practices around the country.
Yeah, and in fact, we do teach, we have a course, we teach cooking, physical activity, stress management, and addiction, that is tobacco treatment, to our medical students, and in fact, even to the nursing students and other paramedical groups. But one of the other things you talk about. Well, actually, Bridget has so many questions. I don't want to steal her questions. So go ahead, Bridget.
Well, in your simple rules of smart eating, I have a few questions. When you talk about the shakes, workout shakes, do you think that it's more beneficial to have them a workout shake right before you work out or right after?
It's interesting. I think that, so in Exercise Cure, I finish with a nutrition chapter. I'll get to your shake question in a second, but my overall sense, though, is if you just landed here from Mars and you kind of picked up magazines related to health and longevity and fitness, you might think that nutrition was the end-all, be-all for a long, healthy life. And, you know, there's been a long history of everything like the Scarsdale diet, to eat this thing, not that thing. And, basically what you eat is a very easy thing to control. You know, setting up an exercise program is a much harder and longer-term commitment in a lot of ways. But the data on exercise as medicine is much more compelling. It's much broader. And it's much more far-reaching than the data on nutrition. So I'm not saying nutrition isn't important as part of healthy activity, but if you were giving me a choice between what I ate or what I did, I would much rather somebody be mild to moderately obese and active than very skinny and inactive. So I think nutrition is important, but exercise, I think, is probably more important, if that's fair to say.
I will object. Just so you know, I do object to that, Dr. Metzl. But that is, I think, if you look at the relative real age benefit from the worst diet to the best diet, 27-year effect, exercise about a 10-year benefit. So exercise is very important. Don't get me wrong. But it isn't as important as food choices and portion size. So that's the objective data. But we can debate that another time. We don't have time here.
I
think exercise is important.
Sure. No, I respectfully disagree with that. There's been a huge study down at the University of South Carolina sorting out the differentiating factors. Steve Blair did a big meta-analysis. And
No. That's right. But he looked at fat and fit versus fat, but not food choices. So if you look at the food choices as well as what its net calories. Calories are not only food choices. Food choices are sugar. Food choices are saturated fat. Food choices are changing your biome.
Yeah,
that is your what is the bacteria
the
inside you.
It's all part of the same.
Anyway, I don't want to delay that because you have a really outstanding book, and so we don't have to say which is more important. They're both important.
Sure. No, of course. They're both certainly important. So I think the question about nutrition is such that, certainly my view is that the optimum nutrition is basically eating things that are found in nature and not things that don't expire till 2020 is probably the first and most important thing, I would say. When it comes to things like protein shakes and supplements and things like that, I generally think it depends on what kind of workout you're doing, Bridget, when you're doing it, how you're doing it. But certainly some of the replenishment, the nutritional replenishment stuff, I think works best within about a half hour at the end of your workout, particularly when you're talking about protein loading after doing like a muscle building workout. But if you're just doing, so it depends on what kind of shake and when you're going to do it when it comes to nutrition for sport.
And that's exactly right. We're going to have to leave it here for the tip of the week. I should tell people the book is The Exercise Cure. The book is The Exercise Cure. The website is drjordanmetzl.com. An outstanding book for you designing an exercise program for yourself, especially if you're just starting. And now for the tip of the week, which we already had the music for, this is going to be a question we've received on the email line. I'm allergic to aspirin. What can I take instead to lower my heart attack risk? Asked Victor. Roughly 10% of people are allergic to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as aspirin, Victor. It's nothing to sneeze at. The allergy can trigger breathing troubles and anaphylaxis, a severe reaction that can be fatal. However, there are other safer drugs, such as aspirin, or substances such as aspirin, DHA, omega-3, not just omega-3s. Get DHA, omega-3, lycopene, lutein, vitamin D3, caffeine, and caffeine, small amounts of alcohol, physical activity, like you heard, brightly colored fruits and veggies, and omega-7s. Protecting your heart isn't all aspirin does. Strong evidence found that low dose, 2 baby aspirin a day, can prevent colon, prostate, esophageal cancer, and breast and ovarian cancer in women. We both take low dose aspirin tablets, 81 milligrams, 2 a day. Don't miss a day. We hope it's possible for you. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.